Hypocrisy. Dem campaign orgs attack Texas GOP candidates for using PAC money despite Dem opponents taking most special interest money in state. By Jacob Bliss on October 28, 2022. House Democrat campaign groups are attacking two Republican House candidates in Texas for using PAC money to help their campaigns. While the Democrat candidates in the same districts have taken a substantial amount more in the process. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, the party's House campaign arm, and aligned Super PAC, the House Majority PAC, HMP, are hitting Republican candidate Cassie Garcia against Democrat Representative Henry Queller in Texas's 28th Congressional District and Republican Representative Meyer Flores, running against Democrat Representative Vicente Gonzalez in Texas's 34th Congressional District, for taking money and help from special interest groups when their own members take the most out of the Lone Star State's entire House delegation. One attack from the DCCC toward the GOP candidate claims the special interests are spending millions on a smear campaign against Henry Queller because Cassie Garcia is their hand-picked candidate. A second attack ad from HMP attacking the Republican Congresswoman claims Myra Flores took thousands in campaign cash from Washington insiders. However, open secrets showed that not only did Queller take in the most money from special interest groups out of the entire Texas House delegation, but he has also taken in over 15 times the amount of money as Garcia this cycle. Open secrets showed that Queller secured $1,593,525 in campaign funds from special interest groups this cycle, while the GOP candidate only took in $101,650. Additionally, open secrets showed that Gonzalez took in the second largest amount of funds from special interest groups for his campaign, which was also 2.53 times the amount of money Flores took in this cycle. Open secrets showed that Gonzalez secured $1,230,919 in campaign funds from special interest groups this cycle, while the Republican congresswoman took in $484,600. As open secrets noted, the majority of members get the bulk of their campaign contributions from the industries that make up the economic base of their home district and the Washington-based interest groups that pay more attention to the members' committee assignments in Congress, in addition to Democrats receiving a substantial amount from labor unions. Despite the Republicans being projected to win a majority of seats in the new Congress by analysts, the Democrats are looking to minimize the number of seats lost in the process. In doing so, politicians attempt to use different ways to deceive voters in campaign ads. So, sometimes, ads leave out vital information to scare voters. For the Republicans to take back the House majority, they only need to unseat five Democrats, so congressional districts like these two in Texas play a significant role in the GOP's effort. This midterm election will be the second time the Republicans attempt to take back the majority from the Democrats after losing it in 2018, the first time in 8 years. In the 2020 election, the Republicans tried to take back the House but fell short, leaving the left with a tiny majority, something the establishment media said would not be possible, as it claimed the GOP would lose even more seats. Ultimately, the Democrats lost 13 seats in the House in 2020, which reduced their majority margin from 36 to 10. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the U.S. Senate, where they only need to net one seat. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.